ومن أحسن قولا ممن دعا إلى الله وعمل صالحا وقال إنني من المسلمين.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Medina, one of the very first things he institutionalized in Medina was brotherhood. Along with brotherhood, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized upon looking after each other and taking care of each other. The reason why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he focused on these things is because this is how a community is developed, and this is how the heart and the unity remains in a community. When people look after each other, they care for one another, this is how love is created and love stays. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows very well that while he's come to Medina and while he's focusing and highlighting the importance of these things, there are people in Medina who do not wish well for the Muslims and they don't wish well for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You have people like Abdullah bin Ubay, the leader of the Munafiqeen and the hypocrites, trying to find every opportunity to create disunity and to divide the hearts of the Muslims. We find even in the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once while he was traveling with the Muslims, he was trying to create dissent within the Muslims. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he got so upset that while I'm alive and I am between you, the Sahaba, this is how you are treating one another, this is how you are going at each other. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not okay with this. So the point is that in a community and in our family, not just community, but even within our own families, it is very important to keep our hearts together, to keep our hearts united, to look after one another and to care for one another. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has mentioned a very beautiful hadith. A hadith that tells us that there are seven things that we need to do. Seven things that we need to do. The very first thing the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالظَّنِّ. Stay away and beware and stay away from suspicion. فَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ أَكْذَبُ الْحَدِيثِ. He says, alayhi salam, for suspicion is the worst of false tales and false stories. This is why I'm sharing this hadith with you, because we're talking about the best and the worst. What is the worst type of stories? Is stories that are developed and stories that are a result of us being suspicious about one another. Later on, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he goes on to say, لا تحسسوا, and do not try to find faults with one another. لا تجسسوا, do not spy on one another. لا تحاسدوا, do not be envious and jealous of one another. ولا تدابروا, and do not desert and cut off and sever relationships from one another. ولا تباغضوا, and do not hate one another. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he concludes by saying, وَكُونُوا عِبَادَ اللَّهِ إِخْوَانًا, that be united and be brothers with one another. And subhanAllah, we find this even in the Quran. Allah says, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ. The believing men amongst themselves, they are friends with one another. They are supporters of one another. The Muslim women amongst themselves are supporters of one another. They look after one another and they care for one another. Brothers and sisters, as a human being, unfortunately today, we look for the negatives. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us to stay away from that. If you have suspicious feelings or thoughts about someone else, then stay away from that. Now the question that many people ask is that, can you please define for me what is the definition of being suspicious? Being suspicious or suspecting someone is that you have a wrong theory or a wrong thought about someone else and you have absolutely no proof of it and no evidence of it. So if I think of someone in the wrong way, then eventually the Prophet ﷺ is telling us all the other things, لا تحسسوا ولا تجسسوا, and he's telling us all these things. And the reason why the Prophet ﷺ is mentioning those things, that do not hate and do not look for each other's faults, do not spy and so forth, is because all these five things are a result of when you are suspicious about someone else. So the crux of the problem, the root and the foundation of all the problems, why do we spy on one another? Why do we look for faults of one within one another? Why do we desert and break off and sever relationships with one another? It all stems from us being suspicious about one another. Now, this is why our deen has taught us, do not be oversensitive. Do not be, do not think of negativity within other people. As we are, unfortunately, we look for more negativity. We think of more negativity. You know, subhanAllah, there's a very interesting story, but it's just, it shows us what we are. A math professor, he writes down a multiplication table of 9 on the board. He wrote all the answers correct, but he made one mistake, and he did that intentionally. But what did all the students focus on? They focused on the one wrong that he did. Today, a person does so much, but what does the society focus on? They focus on the negatives. But that's why the Prophet ﷺ is telling us that we need to change the way we think. We need to change the way we see things. And this is why the Prophet ﷺ says, stay away from that. Now, the question that some people may have is that what if I am suspecting someone of something? And this is about the Muslim community, meaning that I am suspecting someone of foul play. And if I do not look into it, and if I don't research into it, then this person could cause harm and damage to people and to the community overall. In that situation, your niyyah should be absolutely clear. If you want to research and you want to inquire about it, then you should inquire about the thing that this person is doing. See, what happens is that we usually target the person. We don't target what wrong that they're doing. We have to separate the two. One is the person, one is the action. We are told and we are taught, hate the action, do not hate the person. Hate and dislike the thing that he's doing wrong, do not dislike the person. So this is why it is very important that if we know and we have somewhat amount of evidence that this person is doing something, or there's a group of people collectively, they are doing something wrong, and we have evidence for it, then we need to stand up, because this is what Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahi an Munkar is. And the reason I'm sharing this is because a lot of times we're not able to draw that line. I had a person one time calling me and saying that a person is doing them wrong. Very clearly someone is doing them wrong. But at the same time, I am, if I'm suspecting this person of doing something wrong, the Prophet ﷺ has told us not to suspect. That's not the definition of suspicion. Suspicion is when you don't have any evidence. If someone is hurting you, then you need to stand up for yourself. You need to defend yourself. So this is why few advices I will give. Number one is, there's no better advice than the advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet alayhi salam tells us that we should be united. We should be close and connected with one another. And the Prophet alayhi salam tells us that do not be suspicious about one another, because it can lead to being hateful towards one another, spying on one another, looking for faults with one another, judging other people, and so forth. So this is why, this is the very first advice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second advice I will give is that if you are suspicious about someone and you feel like you have enough evidence and proof, first of all is go to that person and talk to that person. A lot of times the reason why we have suspicious feelings or thoughts is because we have misunderstood the story, or we have misread the situation. A lot of times you go and you talk to someone else, and they will give you, they will provide an explanation that puts your heart at rest. So if you have a suspicious feeling, then instead of going around and spreading something in the community, in the society, go to that person and talk to that person. Communication, unfortunately, within our Muslim community is lost. We don't talk to each other. Talk to each other. Communicate with each other. If there is something in your heart about someone, go and talk to that person. If you feel like a person is doing something and you're suspicious, talk to them about it. Now, afterwards, the next thing is that if you are suspicious about someone and you have ample amount of evidence and proof, then at that time you have to take a certain amount of action, and as a community and collectively, along with yourself and some others, people need to go to this person and say that what this person is doing is absolutely wrong. Now, in this situation, either the person is going to say, you know what, I agree, I surrender, I agree that what you're saying is right, and they will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or, for the most part, what we see is everyone becomes defensive. Everyone becomes defensive. In that situation, if you don't have ample amount of evidence and you go to a person and you're saying that you have seen a trend and what they're doing is wrong and they're saying, I'm not doing anything wrong, in that situation, you have to leave the matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to leave the matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah knows what's going on. If a person is truly doing something wrong and they're gonna brush you off, remember, they cannot brush off Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They may tell you that you don't know what's in my heart, and that's true. We don't know what's in other people's hearts. But at the same time, Allah knows what's in their heart. Leave their matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a fact, when a person does something wrong, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold them accountable. It will be either in this dunya, it could be in the akhirah, or it can be in both places. So once again, the main advice given to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is stay away from suspicion or any other stories that could come from that could be a result of suspicion and suspicious feelings. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us united. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all those who may be doing something wrong, may Allah change their heart, turn their heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them the ability to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep our hearts clean and united. Amin Rabbil Alameen. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.